Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and your parts.
You bet we do. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
Isn't it right, darling?
It is, dear.
We recently had a blizzard.
And questionable whether or not it was truly a blizzard, but
no, it was a blizzard.
Snow came down. It was kind of icy at times, you know, I don't know, but we did go sledding.
We did, and our sled broke immediately.
Immediately, within 2 minutes of hitting the slopes.
I don't know if that is that we were exceeding the capacity.
Yeah, it might have been a children's sled.
Yeah,
also or a couple of beef buns out there on the slopes.
They don't make stuff like they used to either.
No, I mean, you were just doing a surfing job. You just jumped on it and it just cracked.
Cracked in half.
Just cracked. But we made use of the pieces that were left.
We did.
And you used to be a snowboarder in your prime. You were around X Games 1, I think it was your...
I was not in the X Games.
No.
But I was alive during the X Games.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried to do a little snowboarding on the broken sled. I fell a bunch.
You looked fucking awesome.
My legs are covered in bruises. You looked good too, but you took quite a tumble.
I took a tumble. My whole back end went up and just got a bunch of snow and scrapes in there.
Your back end.
Yeah, it was an ass over tea kettle.
You know who has a nice back end?
Nice.
That segue.
I apologize for that. You know this filmmaker, illustrator, and cartoonist? You've seen her work in Cosmopolitan, GQ, Refinery 29, and the Huffington Post. She co-illustrated New York Times columnist Jessica Bennett's book, Feminist Fight Club, and she recently released her own book, Breaking Up is Hard to Do, but You Could Have Done Better.
Her short films, This Is Not the End and Small Talk, are critically acclaimed, and Mashable called her one of the top female artists of Instagram. We are hot and bothered to welcome Hillary Campbell.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm very excited to be here. We're hot and bothered.
It's great to have you. We're hot and bothered.
We're hot and bothered.
Awesome. Yeah, and that was also one of your greatest segues of all time.
I mean, that's just inappropriate.
I really liked it.
Oh, good. I don't need a lawsuit.
Not another one.
It's the last thing I need.
So thank you so much for being here with us.
And we're really excited about your new book.
Yes, we are pumped. We got our hands on a copy, actually.
Currently.
I'm touching it right now. It's very nice.
And you called it, you were in the biz for a while. What did you say? It was a soft touch?
It's velvety.
It is velvety.
Let's call this a soft touch finish.
It feels, yeah, it feels far more interesting to the touch than you would expect a book.
Yeah.
That was what I asked for. I said, can we have an interesting touch to my book? I
Let's
want people
tactile.
To feel things.
Yes. Yes.
Emotionally, but also physically, right? Yes. On their skin.
It's all part of the experience.
Multi-senses affected by this book.
I agree. It's like a scratch and sniff, but it's like a read and touch.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can sniff it. I'm going to sniff it right now.
Yeah. Does it smell new?
Or
does it smell like my apartment?
It couldn't smell really anything.
Okay.
What do you think this smells like, Murph?
Smells like a library. That's
wow.
Probably the book part of it.
Yeah.
I smell pages. I definitely smell pages.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It took me a while to process that smell.
I haven't.
Spoiler, the book has pages.
Yes. So we try to be a classy podcast. We like to wine and dine our guests.
We do.
Yes.
And we asked Hillary her bev of choice.
She wanted a Sauvignon Blanc on ice.
Yes.
On ice was in capital letters.
And we got it.
Yeah.
We sure did.
It's a cold wine. It's meant to be enjoyed.
Right. So, and also, since college, I've just been trying to accept that I am my mother.
Yeah.
And now this is like really, this is the final phase of like, I also like white wine on ice. And that's great.
Yeah.
And I'm embracing it to the fullest extent.
You got to own that.
Well, I was going to say, I think that this is like an easy drink to kind of make fun of because growing up, all the moms drank it all day. They just water their wine down a little.
Mm-hmm.
But not being a huge fan of white wine, I much prefer it when it stays cold.
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah.
when it gets a little warm, I like can't really deal with the.
Yeah, you don't want the room temp on the
No,
the
I love
wines.
It. And it makes a bottle last longer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get shit housed as quickly.
Yep.
I drink white wine on ice every night. And it's like I just have some juice.
Yeah, you're just,
yeah.
Yes. You're
and right. I, you know, I,
vitamins.
If I would probably be going through bottles if I wasn't icing.
Yeah. I should find a way to water down my red wine because I do go
I
through
think that's fine too.
Bottles.
Here's the thing. I think red
boxes,
wine,
actually.
you can go, I think, one ice cube
yeah.
in red wine, I think is fine.
Like one of those fat cubes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not aggressive.
Nope.
Right.
But I don't know how you feel about a semi-cold red.
Well, we had a Lambrusco recently on this program, which is a red carbonated.
If I may interject.
How dare you?
If you're going to drink a bold red, it's actually preferred if you chill it down for at least 15 to 30 minutes. You will have a better drinkability, better mouthfeel, better flavor.
Are you reading that off Wikipedia?
It sounded like it, didn't it?
No, I used to have to sell wine. At fancy restaurants,
yeah, you got,
I know a thing or two about stuff. There.
Well, I grew up on a vineyard, so
So there's
not
that.
My own, but it was there.
What kind of terroir are we talking?
And what kind of red? What do you mean a bold red? What is it? We're
a
talking
big bold red?
No, like a super Tuscan. Come on, Murph.
Super Tuscan.
Like a red that would like ask the senior out to prom when they were a freshman.
Right.
Oh, now
very
see,
could stand
red.
Up to a steak.
Now you're painting a picture.
Are you talking New World or Old World Red, Haas? Big fruit or big mineral?
I'm going to say typically big, bold reds are Old World, you know, because they perfected that shit.
Interesting. You know, some newer connoisseurs would probably beg to differ.
Well, they can go fuck themselves.
Yes.
When I had to sell wine at a fancy restaurant, I would always say it's a sexy red price to sell. Like, I would literally say that, and because no one really knows about wine.
No.
And they would just be like, yes! You know, it empowers.
Jumping in their seats for that.
It's a hell of a pitch.
It empowers people. They're like, I'm going to feel sexy, and I'm not going to spend a lot of money. And you could just say that about any wine.
Wait, what was it again? It's a
sexy red price to sell.
When I...
That's like you get that on the car lot, I feel like, too.
You can use that on a lot of items.
You push a Honda Civic.
Absolutely.
When I lived, studied abroad in Florence, Italy in college, and it was a joke. Like, my classes were like, I was like, in cooking and like Fellini film and art class. But I also had a wine tasting class on Wednesdays, which meant I just got shit faced on Wednesdays. But my wine teacher, Giovanni, he described everyone. He's like, it's a very fruity, a very crisp white. But he said that was every white.
Every single.
Yeah.
Like, they can't all be fruity.
Yeah.
Yeah, or crisp.
Oh, he was the best. And his teeth were always kind of purple, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's a wine teacher.
Yeah. And then our final test exam was that he took us, we had to go into a private room with him and just tell him what our favorite wine was.
Wow. So you were being graded on, like, passion.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And why was it? But you just repeat it back to him. You go, it's a very fruity. Oh, yeah.
A plus.
He loved it.
That's such an intimate way to end a semester.
Hillary, can I ask, was he one of those kinds of folks where they like swish it around in their mouth really grossly and then spit it out? Or was
No. He drank the wine.
Yeah,
oh, good.
I mean, for sure drank the wine.
Yeah, I used to have to work with these guys who were like the wine directors, and they were so disgusting. They would just like, and like spit it out and be like, wow, that's really fruity and nice.
I don't think they do that in Italy. Here's the thing. Giovanni was just like a dad. He was just like a nice, cute old Italian man that loved wine.
I thought of him as cute.
He was real cute. He's a fragile man.
Yeah.
He was like a little, like, just like this. Oh.
Just a little crisp man.
Just a little pickled.
He was fruity.
He was a fruity, crisp man. Oh, yeah. That sounds like a class we should take up, huh? But gargle around all you want, but you got to swallow that. I mean, you want to get a little loose.
I've only been wine tasting once, but I went with my sister when she was pregnant. But she wasn't pregnant enough to tell her friends yet.
Oh.
So I had to drink all of her wine.
Oh, no.
And by the middle, I was just like crawling around on the ground. And her friends were like, your sister's weird. But they didn't know I'd been drinking for two. And then
I got a phone call from the vineyards, and I was worried.
There was a little snake, too, that was in the wine tasting room, and everyone freaked out, and I just went up and picked it up and took it outside. So I was like a drunken hero.
It's beautiful. Yeah. I've been trying to think of a drinking for two cartoon for like 3 months, and I think you just finally got it in my head. Thank you for the way that you put it.
Be sure to get the snake in there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
So enough chat about wine.
Oh, my God.
Or not.
Not yet. It'll come back at some point. Let's chat about some sexy science, huh?
We didn't ask if she was single.
Oh, my word. That would have been the first. I flubbed. I got so,
no,
was
you didn't
so
flub.
Fucking fruity and crisp. I just forgot. Are you single? Looking to mingle?
I mean, what I don't know.
Okay. I hear that.
That's an exceptional answer.
I'm glad we didn't miss that opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
glad to get information.
We were sliding on, but I'm glad we circled back.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, more on that later.
Yeah.
As you were saying, dear?
Sexy science time, huh?
Yeah.
It's such a quick one. As soon as you start getting moving, it's over.
So what do we do here, darling?
Well, you know, we like to discuss topical matters of the hearts and parts. We rip some articles from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines.
This beast comes to us from Vice. It's titled, How Different Drugs Affect Sex. Grace Slick, we love you.
I think we've used that before.
I mean, I want to
whenever it's about drugs, I'm like, here we go.
I use it every show.
So according to Vice, some drugs can open you up to complete ecstasy, while others are complete boner killers. There's a ton of great drugs out there, but we'll just be hitting the big three here for our listeners so you guys know what to smoke when.
First up, alcohol. One of my all-time faves. Vice says alcohol is not actually very sexy, but its main attraction is lowering inhibitions. Duh.
Yeah.
Pro.
Thanks, Vice.
Yeah. Pro, confidence, con, sloppy and dumb. Pro, plus con, uninhibited and slows coming.
So those could be good or bad.
Yeah.
Depending on who you are.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, amphetamines. Coke-fueled sex parties are nothing new. That's because these uppers are among the few hard narcotics with real aphrodisiac qualities. So the pros here are like people saying they feel animalistic and invincible. And the cons is that sometimes you cannot maintain an erection.
Yeah. Yeah. Speed dick. And then lastly is weed. That's a classic. Next
speed
to booze,
dick.
It's the second most used pound town narcotic. Pros. It's still a narcotic. What in the world? That just sounds very bizarre to say out loud. Pros, more sensitive and relaxed. Cons, depresses interest in sex.
So those are the big three.
Oh, yeah.
There were like pages of this, though.
Yeah. Favorite sex drug. I still will be booze. I guess I get the cons of if you go too far, too loose.
Yeah, you can't be shit-faced.
Yeah, yeah.
Ecstasy's pretty fun.
See, I think
that's like a... That's how it was sold to me. And then whenever I roll, I just like want to dance and like feel the breeze on my face.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You don't want to get too close to somebody.
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, we like kissing is nice and weird.
I like
weird,
touching
but...
and feeling people.
Hmm. Yep.
But that's the thing is all of these are both.
Yeah, but there's pros and cons.
Yeah, that's why this is a ridiculous article.
Well, Angel Dust is weird.
Wait, PCP?
You fucked on? You
I feel like I've heard a story. Well, I had a friend in college that was sleeping with some guy that had taken I don't know if it was ecstasy or something, and then he like since then could never really have great sex. Such an insane experience
Whoa.
That his whole life had been altered.
I have also heard this. Yeah,
yeah.
You just reach such a and you're chasing
can't.
That dragon the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, yeah. I have heard that about MDMA.
Yeah,
interesting.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I've ever had sex on Molly.
Well, sensations are heightened. Just, you know, if you can sit there and pet a friend's hair for a stretch of time.
I feel like that would be the most you needed.
Yep.
It's just a cuddle.
Just a little, yeah. Yeah, exactly. You don't
just
need to take
a spoon.
It to, flew too close to the sun.
It's a sweaty cuddle.
Just a sweaty spoon cuddle.
Yeah, I think like any drug could make sex interesting in that and. A certain way,
yeah,
but
different
not all of them make me want to have sex.
No, there it is.
You know, because like
heroin, not good.
No. Didn't think about sex for 4.5 years when I was going through that. I think that might have also ruined me long term because I feel like the orgasm is just doesn't add up. I haven't felt another sensation in my
like
life.
Like you'd rather be high on heroin than jizz.
100 times out of 100, yeah.
Hmm.
But jizzing is, you know, it doesn't. There's more pros, I guess. You know, heroin's a hard thing to keep up every day. You can fucking
yeah. I think jizzing is healthier than heroin.
It's
gotta be healthier.
Too. Jizz is free.
Yeah,
jizz is free.
Well,
yeah. It depends. Depends on the source.
Well, and you have everything you need.
My jizz is free.
Yes.
You trying to just give away your jizz again?
Oh, sorry.
No one was buying, so we had to lower the price to zero.
Yeah, I think you might have to start paying people to take it off your hands.
He's just just throw it up on eBay.
Yes,
under
get
the
a bidding
free,
war.
Under the free section.
Oh, I've tried.
There's a free eBay section?
Oh, is there? My friend John Wilson, who is an amazing documentary filmmaker, curates a whole, like, I don't even know what it is, but he finds, like, the weird free eBay shit, and he's always posting, like, screenshots of it. I feel like there might be an actual Tumblr of it somewhere, and it's some of the funniest shit you will... But the it's not even the stuff that's funny. It's the captions that people leave.
Yeah.
Like, one of them was just, like, three cases of Costco muffins.
What?
He was like, I don't need these.
I'm just not going to go through them.
I did not know that eBay had a free section.
I didn't either. That
That's
feels like a Craigslist thing to me.
Shit, guys. It's Craigslist.
You've opened up some doors.
I'm sorry.
For us.
I didn't mean eBay.
Oh, Craigslist.
Oh,
All right.
Bad.
That's
what
fine.
Did you mean?
Craigslist.
Oh, yeah.
I am so bad at the internet.
Let's get a clean Craigslist and I'll insert it.
Craigslist.
Craigslist?
Craigslist. Great.
Great. I mean, drugs, sex. Party.
Yeah, I mean, just careful. Careful which ones you choose. Find the right one for you.
Yeah.
Maybe it's none, but I don't know. That's cool, I guess.
Sober sex.
That's
just a thing the kids are doing nowadays, I think.
Really?
I've heard of it.
Oh.
I've heard of it.
Interesting. Newfangled.
Free love.
What do you guys say? We slip on
listener
over
love?
To listener love.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Listen, a mail.
I like this new thing you're doing. I'm just interjecting.
Yeah, it gives me just a little bit more buffer time to make the cue happen.
That's sensible. So what do we do here?
Listeners write in. They tweeted us. They ask us questions about, you know, their bodies and their emotions. And we're not very great at giving advice sometimes. So we'd love for you to chime in and help us help
I'm
them.
I'm here for you.
Yes, Hillary, please
I'm here
help
for
us.
Everyone.
Excellent. Oz. Who do we have?
Today.
Our first question comes from Raven in Arkansas via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail. Rave says, had my first orgasm last night, and wow, I'm 38, and I thought I've had several orgasms over the years, but no, this was the real deal. Know what I mean?
Wait, is this Raven
this
from The Bachelor?
Not a question.
I mean, she's 38.
The question is, know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
Do I personally know what you mean, Raven from Arkansas? No.
It might be a little rhetorical, but still, you know what I mean?
Is it Raven from The Bachelor? She was a contestant.
I thought so until she said she was 38.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Raven's not.
That's too old for The Bachelor.
Oh, they wouldn't
they
dream
would
of putting, no. They'd put you down. They'd euthanize you if you were.
They might do a 38-year-old dude, but they would never do a 38-year-old.
No, not a lady.
No.
My brother's a guy that grew up on my street was The Bachelor.
Was the
Bachelor? You guys know about Ben F. Ben, I don't watch the show.
Ben, which Ben?
Ben Flanick.
No, we don't know him. We know the other Ben.
Yeah, we watched a couple of things here and there, but aren't Bachelor Nation real people? This was years ago.
Did he find love?
He did, and then ultimately didn't.
Yeah,
as they
do. How it goes, yeah.
It's easy to find it when you're galloping on a horse down the
beach. Yeah, you're like, yeah, I love her on a beach.
I love this whole all-inclusive package that's paid for to go on this vacation.
It sounds like Raven just wanted to share the good news.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which we're happy for you.
I forgot about
the
question.
We're happy for you. Also, I wonder what the sensation was that you thought was an orgasm. Is this just a better orgasm? Have you reached a point in your life where you went to the next tier? Does that mean you never had an orgasm or that you thought you did?
Well, that
makes
crazy.
Sense.
She's 38 and she's only thought she had several orgasms. I mean, shit, you should have had hundreds by now.
Well, this is two men saying that. So
yeah, sure.
I've
had thousands of orgasms.
What I would say is what's happening here is that she didn't ever have one, but she like thought she was because she was enjoying sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she never climaxed, and then she actually did recently, and then she was like, oh.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you guys are saying there's like tiers of orgasms?
I'm trying to make sense of it all.
I mean, I always come.
Yeah, because you're a guy. You guys, okay, hold on.
Hi,
duh.
We know. You have a lot of jizz. You're trying to get
you're
rid of it.
You're trying to give jizz away. of course. That's been the standard for quite some time of the act doesn't end until this fucking fat idiot dude either passes out or comes.
Well,
and then passes out.
We got a cool old Playboy it doesn't sound that old, 1980, mm-hmm. but we were reading like the vintage letters, but it is vintage at this point because you're reading the letters.
Oh, yeah.
And there was one man wrote in, he was like, oh, my wife recently discovered masturbation. It's been really good for our sex life. But it got me thinking that there's no euphemisms for female masturbation. And then the guy, the advice back from Playboy was like, that's because women only recently started to masturbate. And I was
this
like,
is new.
That's
this is new.
Not 1980. What's happening.
No.
It's just more, it was more private for a long time.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Well, there was they had those, when I worked at the Museum of Sex, you saw that chastity belt that they used to have. Like the female orgasm was hysteria. They didn't want, they would brand it as.
But that was like pre-1980.
I think it was like 1970s, yeah. I mean, it wasn't. But yeah, that's funny that even in the 80s.
But I love that Playboy,
their
advice their was like, advice. Well, that's because women only recently realized that they could do that.
Women are so far behind, you guys.
I was like, are you kidding?
Oh, my God.
You go to work, they're sitting on the dryer.
Mm-hmm. Well, sitting on the dryer is a great euphemism for female masturbation, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Riding a horse, maybe.
Riding a horse. Flicking the bean is definitely a newer one.
Yeah, that's yes.
Double click the mouse.
Oh, yeah.
That's like a clit-centric one.
Right, okay. Right.
Haz, what do you like to call female masturbation?
Scratching the turntable.
Cool.
Sure.
Sure. All right, so
DJ Haz on the ones and twos.
That's right, baby.
So, Raven, we do know what you mean.
Helped.
Helped.
Helped. Haz, do we have anyone else?
We do. We have a second query. This is coming from Nipsey in Nashville via our Facebook, Ménage à Trois Radio. Nip asks, I can't seem to find a condom that fits. Full disclosure, my penis is almost 10 inches in length, but has the girth of a number two pencil. Any custom fit condom manufacturers you can recommend?
Wait.
The girth of a number two pencil.
Yeah, all right. So he has a 10-inch dick in length, but has the girth, the width of a number two pencil.
I mean, again,
so like spaghetti.
Everyone's got their genitals, or they don't have their genitals.
In half?
And whatever they
double back?
I'm
double back.
Good. Get that U-turn.
He literally has a pencil dick.
Yeah.
He does. And so he's wondering.
That's 10 inches
if
long.
We know
two
about
pencils.
Two custom double fits.
I would double it back, fold it in half, and cut the finger off a rubber glove and use that.
Yep.
And you're welcome.
And then don't stop till you come.
No, I have it. What if he starts his new pioneer business, custom condoms?
Yes.
Yes.
I think he stumbled upon a great business opportunity.
Yes, he did.
Wait,
yes.
This just reminded
condoms.
Me.
Customized condoms. Send us your mold from home, and we'll make an exact size condom. That
That's a great
you.
Idea.
Coming your way via FedEx.
Boom.
This is different because this one is obviously long and skinny, but there was a guy who gave the best pickup line I've ever heard to my friend Kate when I was living in Seattle. He turned to her and he goes, hey, it's short, but it's skinny. And I like cried so hard I like fell on the ground. I was like, that's amazing. Why not just like flaunt it? Why not scream from the rooftops about your weird dick?
Short and skinny.
Yeah. Like, but he said it in a way like he was bragging. And I was like, I think that confidence might help you down the road, you know?
Way. Or it's just a kind of, it's just like you won't even, you know, it won't even be a big thing. It'll just happen and it'll be over.
I've always wondered why length is such a big deal, because thinking of this man's penis, not to be judgmental, but that's probably not ideal.
No.
So I feel like dick should be described in like a square inch way.
Yeah. What's the full? Like,
yeah, because you're like, even if it's short,
like
if it's kind of
square
fat,
foot.
That might actually be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, chodes.
For
chodes,
sure.
Rock.
Well, not like chodes.
Not extreme chodes.
I mean, they
stumps.
Do rock. You're right. I just mean like it might not be like that.
Yeah.
The top, everybody's the cream of the cross. Yeah. No, I think.
Also, you've begged us to start judging your penis by sending this question. So this
And I'm sorry.
And a photo. There's always, like, some people send photos, but then they don't have questions, but yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just picturing, like, a flesh-colored pencil.
Yeah.
Yeah, the number two pencil puts a hell of an image in there. You get in the sharpener and try to get your act together. Yeah.
I don't care for it. I'm sorry.
That thing comes poking at you.
I don't want
to.
Well, I think that Hillary had a great idea with a custom condom.
Yeah, this is your business. This is your
is
Shark
it.
Tank pitch. Get
right?
in there.
Shark Tank.
Yes.
Is it proprietary?
Show Kevin Wonderful, what's it, Mr. Wonderful, your genitals, and that's your pitch.
Yeah, he would love that.
He'd be in on that. Go ahead. Yeah, I also want to say dive in. The bottle of wine has a little inspirational.
Yeah,
it can
be
applied to life.
On the top says dive in.
Mm-hmm.
Cannonball. This an endorsement, really.
It is.
No.
Oh, yeah.
From my hometown.
Sonoma, dive in.
Very exciting.
Oz, we helped. We're two for two so far, I think.
I feel great about it.
Do we have anyone else?
We do. Our last question is from an anonymous source, actually via a phone call we received at 3 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Late night caller wonders. I was told recently by a dear friend of mine that she believes I'm gray sexual.
Gray?
Gray sexual.
The internet wasn't much of a help clearly defining the label. Can you guys help me to understand what the heck this means?
Well, gray sexual is defined as halfway between asexual and
having sexual feelings.
And sexual.
Just, yeah.
I didn't know about this.
So it's like a midpoint where there's like way less desire, I think, but it's still there.
Yes.
It's vaguely there.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
okay.
Yeah. I think that works for gray sexual. That's my understanding of it. I mean, but if the internet can't help you out.
That's shocking. Yeah. I almost don't believe this person.
You Googled like one thing, maybe.
It's not a deep dive Google.
Hey, no, I bet
they're using Ask Jeeves. Get on Google.
You got to Google it.
Yeah, if you're still asking Jeeves. Jeeves was the original gray sexual, I believe.
That's true.
Yeah. So it's the area between. It is. It's the area between whatever that on what scale that could be. Probably more towards asexual, I would guess.
Yeah, it's
leaning. The other side of that
leaning
scale is
to A.
Just not getting laid a lot.
Yeah,
or closer to like I have sexual feelings, but I don't. You
but
know,
no one will. Have no sex
one. No
with
one will have sex
me.
With me. So yeah, I think that's what. Also, what a friend to just label you like that. I mean, you gotta ask this woman.
Do you think it's an ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, if you had friends, you think you're still friends. She was really
friends.
She was, yeah. It's like I was being broken up with. That's the part that was left out.
I kind of feel like it's somebody that knows him intimately.
Sure, sure.
And has now made this judgment based on.
Wait,
everybody wants a boxed.
So somebody told him he was gray sexual. He didn't say it.
No, someone told him.
It was applied to him.
So it's someone who knows a lot about his sexual activity.
Yes.
Well, that can go two ways. Like, maybe it's nice to have some insight from someone who you may have been intimate with. But also, it feels like it's your decision to label yourself, not somebody else's.
Sure.
Like, they should gossip about it to other people. Be like, I think he's gray sexual, but don't say it. Don't say it to him.
No. Whispers behind the back.
Yeah, come on.
It's like when you're trying to text someone else to talk shit about them,
and then
you text the person.
Oh, boy.
That happened to me.
Oh,
wait,
no.
It was
in.
Oh, someone texted you that was trying to text someone else?
She was sitting next to me.
Oh,
it was amazing.
Wow.
It was my friend. Like, it was, like, so harmless. I wasn't even upset because I thought it was so funny to me. I think must have still been in high school or maybe right after. I don't know. And it was my friend Allison, and we were driving to I don't know if it was a Kanye concert or a Britney Spears concert. Me and Allison went to those two concerts. It was one of those. And clearly someone had asked her what I was wearing.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Because it's like high school. She's like, you know, like we hope Hillary looks good, right, for this concert.
Sure, yeah.
We need to be concerned about her apparel.
Oh, my goodness.
Who
and
best?
My friend responded, but like to me, about the outfit that I was wearing.
Oh.
Was it a positive review?
It was just like, it was like neutral. It was like, oh, she's in like, you know, like a floral top and like crop top jeans.
Did you just turn and
but
say,
I was
hey.
No, I was driving. I was driving and I see my phone light up like, but like with her name and she's next to me. And I pick it up and this is before the laws, okay?
You weren't breaking any
laws. There
were
no laws. I pick it up and I'm like, oh my God, you just texted me. And I open it and I briefly see the message. Like, I very quickly snap the floral top and cut off jeans. And she goes, oh my God, no. And then she's like, I meant to send that to Lane. And then she takes the phone back for me and deleted it.
Oh my.
And I never.
Wait, so you didn't see the rest of the review?
All I saw was floral top, cut off jeans.
Mm.
And I was like, I just laughed. I was like, okay, anyways.
It was like a turd emoji was at the end of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, her panic makes me think that that didn't
There
end.
Was something else, I know, yeah. but I'm, it's fine.
She was like,
guys.
Total hag.
Yeah.
Kids.
Have you read Amy Poehler's book, Yes, Please?
Yes.
No.
There's a part where she is trying to text her then-husband, Will Arnett, about how they need to fire their housekeeper. But, you know, when you're texting about someone, she just looked up her number and just texted her, like, we need to fire Rebecca. And Rebecca, like, looked up and was like, why? And she was like, ah, and, like, threw her phone out of the room, her hand, like, ran out of the room.
That's very funny.
I just love that because it feels like something that just happens to everybody all the time.
I know.
Absolutely.
Stars, they're just like us.
Oh, one time I screenshotted a picture of a guy that I was interested in and sent it to him and not my friends.
Ooh.
Wow. He's like, yep, that's me. That's,
you got it right.
I know. It was beautiful.
Yeah, that's...
Yikes.
He was like, yes. And I was like, remember that moment? I was there. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, anyways.
Anyway, yeah, I just want to make sure we're, you know, we remember the good times.
You remember it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is different, but I have a few times G-chatted the wrong person.
Ooh.
Like, just clicked on a name next to another name and been like... a couple lines into a conversation before I realize it's someone like I took a comedy class with 10 years ago and don't know very well and have no reason to be reaching out to.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to like correct and be like, just checking in. And it's very
Hope
weird.
You're good.
Yeah.
Happy Tuesday.
Totally. Yeah. Which, you know, I didn't say anything like bad or incriminating, but it's just really weird.
Yeah.
When you realize that you're like communicating with someone that is not who you thought you were communicating with.
It's true. I've had that face to face a few times though.
What do you mean?
It's that woman at the bar that
that
bit is just keeps going on.
I think you have
a
doppelganger.
Spot in our neighborhood that
oh really?
Thought I was someone
Tom.
Else. Tom.
No, Tom was she goes
or
How's
Tom,
Tom
asking Tom. Yeah. Ask me about Tom. So my general default is just like, oh yeah, he's great.
Tom's in Minnesota now.
Yeah.
You should develop a whole narrative for Tom.
But yeah, she wants to know how Tom is.
Well, that's what's
a whole
so funny
backstory.
Is he doesn't want to make anyone feel bad. So
right.
His thing is just to be like, oh, great, good. But if you take that too far, that gets weird too. Because
Absolutely.
Then we go back into the restaurant and she's like, well, this new development with Tom. And is talking to Murph and I'm like, this woman thinks that you guys are having a conversation about something.
I know. So there might come a day where either she realizes that I'm not who she thought I was or Tom passes and, you know, it's the,
and you'll say Tom's good.
Tom's great.
And he's not good.
He's in a better place.
Yeah. Well, maybe he is great.
Yeah. He was.
But a good way to play that is if she's outraged, like, wait, you were never this person. You could be like, wait, you were never this person.
I know. That's exactly. That's the move. That's
Come
the
back
immediate
at her.
Move. Back. I thought you're talking about Tom Gustav? And she's like, no, I'm talking about Tom Reynolds. And you're like, well, geez, this was a hell of a 2.5 year. Once every couple months conversation we've been having?
Yeah. Well.
Someday.
Yeah.
Some of us text to the wrong people. Some of us just can't recognize faces.
We'll meet Tom sometime.
We will. Tom, if you're out there, text us.
Wasn't Tom the MySpace dude?
Oh, yeah. Everyone was
He's got that photo of him just like at a desk looking back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Over the shoulder.
Yeah.
Coquettishly.
What the fuck is he?
Have you heard about what happened to Tom?
No, I was just going to say, what the
Do
fuck is
you
he
know?
Up to?
It's
Wait.
So sad.
Oh, no. I didn't know.
Doesn't have any friends.
No friends? No
was
friends,
that
Tom?
A bit?
What's that?
Oh, no. I
Did
thought
you just fool us?
You fucking fooled.
You think that was a bit? No, that's real. That's all about Tom.
Look,
okay, yeah. All right.
If you know Tom's friend situation, I'd be shocked. But I believed it for 2 seconds.
Yeah, you had me.
Shame on you.
Well, shame on you.
That's fair.
Please don't shame our guests.
Oh, you're right. Sorry.
Yes. Well, those questions were, I think we helped.
Oh, yeah.
At least Tom. You know, we at least helped one person throughout that entire experience. But now we have some questions for our guest.
Sure do.
Hillary, these are 6 sections. They're rapid fire sex questions.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. All you have to do is answer as quickly as you can. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. 6 sections begins now. Number one, what song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
If I could turn back time.
What's the sexiest animal?
Dogs.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Which Golden Girl best represents your dating habits?
I don't watch that show.
69 or 420?
69.
What's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Is funny.
Yes.
Boom, six sections with Hillary Campbell. Thank you.
Thank you.
How did that make you feel?
I got really nervous. I honestly think I said a Cher lyric because it was what was, I ran to that song today. So it was already there.
Yeah.
I don't think that was a truthful answer.
No, you just dove back in and you're like, that's
right on the surface. I was like, what did I hear today?
Yep.
I like that you
power
said
ballad, sure.
Dogs, plural.
All dogs.
Multiple dogs.
Yes. All dogs.
Not just a dog.
Nope. Dog orgy.
A pack of dogs.
Is there a...
I love dogs.
Any breed that stands above
the rest? Well, I love Labradors.
Ooh, I grew up with yellow labs.
Yeah. I grew up with black labs. But my parents currently have a yellow lab. Cool. Equally great.
Yeah, they're so sweet. But I feel like because they're popular, they have some, like, genetic problems.
They're not that smart.
Well, ours, too, had, like, bad hips.
Oh, for sure. They always they get the tumors on the hips. Mm-hmm. They get glaucoma. Like, I mean, the purebreds, it's not good.
No, and they are kind of dummies, but they're sweet dummies. So
they're
that's the thing.
So cute.
Yeah. Sweet, sweet labs.
Sweet labs.
You know, you got to go home and at least watch, like, we'll send you like the top five episodes of Golden Girls.
It's a weird thing that I, for some reason, never, I'm going to say it's because my mom never did, then I never did. Mm-hmm, but a ton of friends are like, love Golden Girls. And I believe them, but it's just, I never took that dive.
You got to go.
I was more of a Wings man myself.
I'm all up in Frasier. Seen Frasier through and through about 7 times the whole series.
Yes.
Wow.
Niles and Frasier's relationship is great.
Sorry, but I've never heard anyone to say I'm more of a Wings man.
You guys don't remember Wings?
No, I remember
we remember Wings, but that was never like the show.
It's
it was
like
just
the Cheers of the airport.
No.
Haas.
The Cheers of the airport.
You can't compare it to Cheers.
That's, I mean, you know, I don't even hate that comparison, but frankly, it doesn't belong in this conversation.
Dennehy, though?
The Golden Girls, no. The Golden Girls was a power cast. Wings was not a power
What's
cast.
What's funny about Golden Girls, though,
Tony Shalhoub.
I just watched it because of it was circumstantial. Like, it was on or it was being syndicated or it was, like, something where I just happened to see it. But as an adult, now I'm like, this show is so much better than I even realized.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay.
And so if your mom has never seen it,
you can enjoy it now, too.
You two get some white wine with ice.
We gotta get together and watch Golden
binge
Girls.
Binge some Golden Girls, yeah.
Hang out in your vineyard. With your lab.
It's not our vineyard. We'll just happens to be there.
You could rent it out for the day for a Golden Girls marathon.
Put on Crackle. Watch some Wings.
Crackle.
Oh, yeah. Wings would be on Crackle.
Frasier's a great show, too.
Frasier.
It is.
Rub over that one, but just Haas with the Wings had to be
dealt
with.
Yeah, needed to be addressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly.
It doesn't belong in this conversation, frankly.
I really liked Night Court. And I don't feel like that's a show everybody really saw.
I don't even know what that is.
Really? Dee 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 dee, wee dee dee. That's the song.
Okay.
It's like the Cheers of a
of the courtroom.
Yeah, Harry Anderson.
Hell yeah, nice.
John Larroquette.
Thanks, Oz.
Also, doesn't belong in this. I mean, it's ahead of Wings in line. I'll say that.
No, you're right. But there's just always a little place in your heart for what you've seen, like Haas with Wings, because you remember he was in that cabin where they only had Wings?
Yeah, Haas spent most of his childhood summers in that Wings cabin.
Yeah.
It's true. It's all they had available, but you know what? I grew to love it.
Wow.
I mean, you got it.
That's Stockholm syndrome with Wings. All right.
Let's get it wet, huh?
You know what? Let's dive in.
Ooh, make it wet.
There we go, Haas. What do we do here?
Well,
this is a contest, right?
Yeah, we have a contest between the three of us. Haas will judge. Okay. We take excerpts from various mediums that weren't meant to be sexy, and we read them in our sexiest voice. So try to make it wet.
Try to vamp it up.
Try my hardest.
Haas, what's our source material today?
Well, since we had a blizzard this week in New York City, we'll be reading the winter weather prep page from NYC.gov.
Wow.
Great. I thought we were going to say we're reading your Wings spec script, so I'm glad it's
Do you want
to? No.
He keeps emailing it to me.
I know.
All right. Fine. Just pass it along, though, please. All right. First up, we have Murph. Now melt that ice, baby boo-boo.
Wow.
Tremendous. Prepare for winter's arrival. Make sure your household disaster plan is ready and all members of your household are familiar with how to contact one another in an emergency. winterize your go bag by adding a blanket, warm socks, and gloves. Your emergency supply kit should be fully stocked to allow you to sustain yourself for up to 7 days without power, or in the event you are unable to travel far from home.
Wow.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Jeez, I got you, myself there.
Really, the end, was that's it where was, you really brought it home.
I couldn't believe I just did that to myself.
You made the word gloves like 12 syllables in a really sexy way.
I was just milking the gloves.
Yikes. All right, Hawes.
Yeah. Let's have Diana up next.
All right, I'm applying my chapstick.
Great. Here's that's your winter prep. Now build an orgy igloo.
Wow. All right. Winterize your home. Install storm shutters, doors, and windows. Clean out gutters. Repair any roof leaks. And have a contractor check the stability of your roof in the event of a large accumulation of snow. Insulate walls and attic. Caulk and weather strip doors and windows. Install storm windows or cover windows with plastic from the inside. Have safe emergency heating equipment available.
Oh, my. Oh, I like how playful no. that was. There's
that
some
was,
giggles
it was
in
very
there.
Fun.
Thanks. It was like a party for my mouth.
That
you sounded like did. Tina Belcher when you said that. Do you watch Bob's Burgers?
Not really.
Oh, the joke is lost. That's okay.
I bet our listeners will like it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. You'll win some.
Because I was right on like when I said it.
Hey.
I was like, that's you sounded, resonate, and then it was like a line that she would have said. So.
All right.
Oz
just belches into them. You know. No,
I can't be sexy after that.
All right. Well,
just
hey.
Just ruin the mood.
First of all, order in my court.
Oh.
Oh.
My night
here
court.
Here we go. Night court.
Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Yeah.
Weenie.
There's Harry Anderson.
All right. Well, Hillary.
I guess it's me.
Yeah. You're our last contestant. Let's hope that Hillary really pumps the heat on this cold info.
Okay. What to do before a storm strikes? Listen to NOAA Weather Radio and your local radio and TV stations for an updated storm information. Check on relatives, friends, and neighbors who may need assistance. Be alert to changing weather conditions and avoid any unnecessary travel. Let faucets drip a little to help prevent.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Damn.
I love the, it was just like a whisper. It's like a come hither.
It was like ASMR.
Yes, ASMR.
I am a crazy ASMR.
You're into it?
Yes. It gets you the tingle?
Yeah.
It gets me calm, but it doesn't give me this kind of, some people get a real.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get their jollies on it.
It's a spectrum.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's a gray sexual area for some.
It is. You know what I like about this round? Hmm. I know Haas still has to weigh in on the verdict here, but
this is a kangaroo.
I feel like this is actually really helpful.
Yes. Yeah,
right.
This information.
You're like, what is it?
Yeah, like
this
people
is one of the
need
more
to
informational.
Know what to do.
Yeah. It's like most times, you know.
Let faucet. I didn't know about letting faucets drip.
No.
I don't think anyone did until now.
No, that's a first.
Haas, what do you think?
Jeez. I mean, all of you guys.
Oh, well. Oh,
all of you whatever. Guys are so good.
Whatever.
But.
This isn't everyone gets a medal, Haas.
But, I mean, Hillary is the winner.
I won!
Wow. Congrats.
Do the guests always win?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
I mean, they do, but not on purpose.
Only not on purpose. I mean, it's Haas is impartial. It just so happens that.
Okay.
That they've won. Okay. We've yet to. We'll get one day.
I really feel confident that my time is coming soon.
I think so, too. Yeah. That sounds like a cold.
Yeah, thank you.
My time is coming soon.
Well, what do you guys say? We slip on over to Virtual Sugar.
Let's.
Yeah.
Okay, Hillary.
Okay.
Here's what we do. We want to see you in action on a date. So you're going to go on an improvised date with one of us. You pick a name from the cup.
Okay.
You have to pretend you're not in an I don't know situation.
Right.
Just pretend you're single.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
That's fine. I can.
Boom.
Boom.
So she's reaching into the cup. She's picking out a piece of paper. She's unfolding it.
Oh my God.
She's going to read it. What does it say?
Let's do some ASMR work.
Yes. That was just, yes. Now we're getting to the ASMR.
It says Diana.
What?
Dirty Diana.
Two in a row.
Haas, your streak is over.
Yeah.
I think it's best for everybody.
All right. So, yeah, I agree. So Diana and Hillary are going to go on a date and perhaps
fall in love.
Perhaps fall in love. this could be the beginning of
this
a
is
long
it.
Life.
Yeah.
Date begins now.
Hi, Hillary.
Oh, yeah. Are you Diana?
I am, yes. Thanks so much for meeting me for coffee. I just am obsessed with your book.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you.
It's just, like, so fun and whimsical, but also a little bit heartbreaking, and I can just really relate to it.
That's great. You know, like, sad is good. You know what I'm saying?
What'd you say?
Sad is good.
Sad is good.
Sad
oh,
is
yeah.
good.
Yeah, sometimes. Not too much, though.
Right. It's a healthy balance.
Can I get you something to drink?
I actually don't drink coffee. But
well, thanks for meeting me here.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, people want coffee, and then I like go because they're like, I want coffee. And then I'm tea, you know, the alternative. Anyways, I will have a ginger tea. Thank you.
A ginger tea.
Sorry,
cool.
This roundabout.
Sir, two ginger teas.
Two ginger teas. You got it.
Do you like coffee? You don't need to get like a ginger tea.
Honestly, I would feel uncomfortable if I were more caffeinated on our date than you are.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just like evening the playing field.
Right. Sure. That's playing. Even is good. Even rights. Even, you know.
Yeah. Wow.
Any sugar
your
or
hand
milk?
Just came so close to my face.
Any sugar or milk in these?
I don't know. Sugar or milk?
It seems like you keep deferring to me.
What?
I'm going to go with no. No sugar or milk.
No sugar, no milk?
I don't want sugar or milk either.
Got it.
Okay. That's interesting.
You know my favorite part of your book were all the illustrations.
Oh, yeah? That's really nice of you. Thank you. You like my drawings?
Yes, I do. I really like them. And I liked them more than the word parts.
Right. So that's really nice. Do you, what do you do?
What do I do? You know, I'm kind of like a yoga instructor right now.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm not currently being paid, but I teach yoga in the park and people come and I teach them how to do it. And I put a little jar out and sometimes I get a couple bucks.
Sometimes, yeah, you get some tips.
Yeah. But that's pretty much it for me right
that's
now.
That's what you're doing? Yeah. I like yoga's great. I like yoga. I go to the, have you ever been to the yoga to the people?
No.
It's great because it's free.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you should check it out.
I could afford that.
I know, exactly.
Wow.
Here you are. That'll be $16.
$16?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, it's $8 for a ginger tea?
Yeah. Honestly, I can pay for mine. It's chill.
Can you pay for mine?
Yes, of course I can.
I'm sorry.
No,
brought $5.
Fine.
I'm really embarrassed.
No, don't be.
I hear the blues are calling. Toss salad. Oh, sorry. It's my turn. Are you guys in
Kelsey.
The middle of something? Sorry. What's up? Yeah.
That's funny that he was just singing that, like, because I am obsessed with Frasier and I watch it every night to go
to
bed.
Oh, Kelsey Grammer.
It's Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Comes one, in of,
wait,
one of
what?
My finest projects I've ever worked on, aside from being Beast and the Oxen.
Right.
He's in here.
It's crazy that he sings the theme song
it
of
is.
The show.
Well, right? Everyone says he's such a dick, though, so I don't really want to talk
really?
To him.
Yeah.
Garçon, I'll have a...
Garçon. Oh, my God.
Ristretto, please.
Of course.
Apparently, in the custody battle for his children, he just wanted the son and not the daughter.
That is true. I overheard you. I also want to mention that I have quite a tragic history. My family has been through a lot, so
yeah.
you have to
yeah.
understand.
Right.
My half-brother is eaten by a shark. And,
okay. Yeah,
so
okay.
That means you wouldn't want your daughter. I get it. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, my sister was kidnapped.
In a lot of ways.
Wow.
You're
daughters
scared of women,
sharks.
Is what I'm hearing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is probably giving you a lot of inspiration for your cartoons.
I mean, I might have like some stuff to draw later. Should we go get away from Kelsey Grammer? Should we go sit?
Yeah, I actually am currently living in a park nearby.
Oh, okay. So we're going to go like check out your area of the park.
Yeah, my area.
So you live in the park?
I live in the, just for now,
okay.
Living in the park. I was staying with my mom, but she kicked me out this morning. Now I'm in the park.
Okay. Sorry.
What?
Just based off your profile, how old are you?
Oh, I actually have Collins disease, so I'm 41, but I look 16, which is why I'm having trouble getting employed and why you're probably attracted to me.
Right. I do. I have a thing for younger people, but like you would be like the ideal scenario then, like my thing becomes okay then, I guess.
Your thing?
Yeah, if I have a thing, right? If I'm saying that I have a thing for people that look younger, but you're not actually younger, it's like I'm getting away with it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Reverse Collins disease, yeah. It's going to be 16 for the Kelsey gets real antsy.
Oh, sorry. Here, I'm behind. There. That's, here yeah, is yeah. your, here's 20. And you know what? You can just keep it for, oh, keep
you.
The change
you.
For dealing with this
thank
and for who's behind
well,
me.
Well, yeah, and he doesn't tip. So,
yeah, of yeah. course not.
Yeah.
Bye.
I have a lot of daughters, so he refuses to tip me. Goodbye.
That was an amazing day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Celeb sighting.
Sorry I made you a pedo at the end.
That's fine.
Well, yeah, it's one of those borderline ones, you know, because you are an adult.
Oh, yeah.
But you look young. It's the loophole. There's loopholes in everything.
Well, it was just a classic justification for my lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Classic.
And those Kelsey facts are all true as well. Yes,
yes they are.
That's right? All true.
Wait, all
the,
true.
The shark one's true?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard he's a dick, too. But it is hard when you know someone had a shitty life.
Yeah.
You're
no,
like,
I yeah.
Right.
You're
it's
like
not
whatever.
An excuse, though.
I still love Frasier.
Oh, well, of
okay?
course.
So
of
like
course.
That'll never it'll never like seep into my love.
Yeah.
For
but,
Frasier.
But splitting the kids, you know. That's
always
a tough one to swallow.
It's a strange move, but yep. I don't know.
Is there any way, devil's advocate, that he was just like I think it'd be like I think my wife would raise my daughter better?
That would
I
be,
think that's still
maybe.
Horseshit, but it might not be like I don't
some
think
strange reasoning.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, now, how old were the kids?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, if they were doing custody, they would have to be younger
oh,
than 18.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
You're
yeah.
like 30 and 36.
Dad doesn't love me. And he's like, yeah, but you have your own kids. You're like, well, whatever.
Yeah, it's like, move out of my chateau.
He is in a chateau, probably.
You know he lives in a
fancy
chateau.
Man.
He must be in a chateau.
Well,
Kelsey's
Grammer,
life story
sad.
Is sad, yeah.
You
yeah.
know what else is sad?
We have to say goodbye to Hillary.
No.
We do.
I know.
Yeah, you have to leave right now.
To walk out?
Well, in a minute.
Okay.
You can hang.
Our listeners do not have to say
peace
to our guest. Mm-hmm. They can head on over to cartoonsbyhillary.com, follow her on Twitter at cartoonsbyhill, and Instagram cartoonsbyhillary.
Hillary yeah. with one L.
Hillary
one
with
L.
one L. Grab her delightful new book. Breaking Up is Hard to Do. We've got a copy of it. But you could have done better. I said in the middle of the title for some reason that we had a copy.
I liked it.
Yes. Breaking Up is Hard to Do, but You Could Have Done Better. And Peeper Films on Vimeo under Films by Hillary 1L. Thank you.
Aren't you going to thank us?
I had a really nice time.
We
wow.
got to thank Kelsey.
No, I really, this was very fun. Thank you for the wine.
Oh,
yes.
You're very welcome.
It was so
we
kind
even
of
know
you
it was
to
from your
provide
own
wine from my hometown,
it
my homest of towns.
It was just was meant to be.
Oh, I hear someone clearing their throat, which
yep.
reminds me we legally have to thank our producer. His name is Beyond the Scented Candle. That's Ben Hosley.
I wasn't sure if he was trying to get our attention or just his rotten lungs were just coming back again. We also have to thank UCB Comedy, our mama.
Yeah.
Tweeted us at Menage Radio.
Check us out online at menageatoisradio.com.
.com online.
Goodbye, lovers.
Goodbye.
See you soon.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.